Okay. Not really that comfortable doing this sort of thing, but because you're all a bit bigger than kind of what I'm used to talking to. But yeah, when Ian asked me whether I wanted to speak about what the cross meant to me tonight, I didn't really want to. Partly because I was feeling a bit grumpy and angry at the world last week. Lots of reasons, just getting very frustrated about how the education system and the mental health system and the care system is kind of not meeting the needs of vulnerable people, and all our world leaders seem to completely lack integrity, and just there seem to be a lot of poverty, war and disaster going on everywhere, and I was just feeling a bit of a grumpy old woman, really. The other reason I was kind of thinking is just like, I find thinking about the cross really a bit uncomfortable. Because it's, I don't know, I just do. And I just thought, I haven't really got any excuses to say no. And I was praying about it. And the Lord said, well, it's precisely for those reasons that you should probably do this. And I was going, yeah. So I just think, well, why do I find the cross, thinking about the cross, makes me feel sort of uncomfortable? And we often think of the cross as actually, you know, it's something beautiful. You know, people have them in their jewellery or kind of, you know, sort of in, you know, fancy churches. They're like all gold and everything. And I just think, when I think of the cross, I just don't think beautiful at all. I just think a bit crude, rough, sort of a bit ugly, brutal, kind of symbolising all that sort of shame and death, and it's just like, yeah, just not very, very nice. And I was thinking about this as I was walking around the race course and walking the dog, and there's just like lots of trees, and just thinking, well, that wood, you know, that's, think of a tree, and the tree just is strong and beautiful, and it just takes from the earth what it needs, and it gives back to the earth in so many ways, sort of all the sort of shelter and food and environment and the air we breathe and everything. I was thinking, what a contrast with those trees and that ugly wooden cross. And I thought, yeah, well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because I'm really angry at the world this week, because our world is a bit messed up and a bit rubbish. And actually, that's what the cross is, isn't it? It's just ugly. It's kind of cruel. It's kind of everything that's bad. And I thought, well, the cross also makes me feel a bit uncomfortable, because actually, yes, it symbolises everything that's wrong with the world, but it also, I'm part of that, and actually that makes you feel uncomfortable to know that actually the things that are wrong in the world and that the reason that the cross is such a not a pleasant thing is partly me and partly my failings and everything. So then you sort of reflect and you think, well, actually, Jesus didn't stay on that cross. That actually, when the cross then becomes beautiful is when you see it as that empty cross. Because he went to the cross and then rose again. And I just find that gives us a real hope from the redemption and a new life and freedom from all that is painful and unjust and wrong. And actually, why did Jesus do that? And it was partly because he knew what was coming after. You know, what transformation would happen in terms of hope and kind of redemption and freedom and heaven, and kind of everything that's bad is gone and everything is good is there to look forward to. And I just sort of think, well, actually, that's why Jesus went there, is because he knew what the outcome would be. And I reflect on that, and I think we quite often get a bit angry and a bit grumpy at the world because we sort of want Jesus to fix it and make it better now. And the cross just reminds me that living for God in this world sort of demands us to take up our cross. And actually, that's not always that hunky-dory, really. But why do we do it? Because we know what's coming. Because we know what the outcome is. And actually, this world is always going to be a bit pants. But Jesus has risen again, and that cross is empty. And that means we have hope for what's to come. And just, I think that reminds me that what a powerful message that is. Because actually, lots of people want us to kind of fix the world now. And actually, we forget so often that actually Jesus is the best solution. And actually, that's a really good message. And that's the message we should be giving. So that's my 5 minutes.